Before we get started, let's go ahead and answer some obvious questions. First of all, this song is from the opera Samson and Delilah. The composer, Camille Saint-Saëns, his name is spelled Camille Saint-Saëns. He's French, and therefore the pronunciation. Okay, let's start working on the song. Here are the first two measures. In this song, the left hand will continue the same pattern for the entire song. Left hand, this is the E below middle C with our fifth, and then the B above that, which should be the B right below middle C with our first. That's all the left hand does through the entire song. Right hand, in measure one, we will play the B above middle C with our fourth. This plays with the left hand's E. Then, when the left hand goes to its B, right hand will play the C above the B it just played with its fifth. Then right hand come back to your B, left hand go to your E. And then right hand play the A beneath the B you just played using your third, while the left hand plays its B. Next, right hand I want you to play the G sharp right below the A you just played using your second, while the left hand plays its E. Now right hand keep the G sharp down while the left hand plays its B. Then left hand go back and play your E again while the right hand plays its G sharp again. And then left hand play your B. So, here are these two measures again. And here are the notes for the right hand. B, C, B, A, G sharp, G sharp. And that's measures one and two. For measures three and four of Egyptian dance, we will have this. Once again, you can hear the left hand is continuing. It's E, B, E, B. Right hand, we start with the B above middle C with our fourth, and this plays with the left hand's E. And then right hand, I want you to play the A below that B while the left hand plays its B. And then right hand, go to your G sharp right below the A using your second finger while the left hand plays its E again. And then right hand, play the F below that G sharp using your first while the left hand plays the B under its first. Next, right hand, I want you to cross over the F so that you can play the E above middle C with your second. This will play with the left hand's E. Right hand, keep that E down while the left hand plays another B. And then when the left hand goes back to its E, right hand, I want you to play your E again. Keep it down while the left hand plays its next B. So these two measures again sound like this. And the notes for the right hand were B, A, G sharp, F, E, E. Now let's see what happens after these two measures.